Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Last night, my wife and I engaged in one of those perception versus reality recaps. In it, I recalled my perception of the Showtime sitcom Weeds was that there couldn't possibly be a show in which I could have even less interest. I've never been a drug guy. No smoky, no snorty, no drinky, no pills. I don't even drink. Never been an interest of mine. So why the hell would I watch a show about a widow who becomes a pot dealer to support her two boys, and it's played for laughs? Okay, I was wrong. Last fall, I was laid up for several weeks and going out of my mind with boredom. I became well acquainted with the on-demand function of our cable service and caught up with a lot of TV shows I had previously missed. And when those ran out, I watched a random episode of Weeds. I laughed so hard, it hurt. And I mean that seriously, it hurt. Could I have been so wrong? Yes. I watched every episode I could find at that point. Several of them I watched over and over, like when Kevin Nealon Justin will help me with this, and I think it's Rome, I can't remember. They're in the bathroom, they're taking too many pills, and they start comparing penis sizes. it killed me. And then I guess also when there was another Kevin Nealon sneaks a giant cross into Nancy Botwin's house. I watched over and over again. Anyway, so this summer, I hooked my wife up with the show, and we rented the series from Netflix, starting with season one. Now, she's almost caught up, and we hope to start on season five, which began airing new episodes this month, quite shortly. If you've never seen the show on ground similar to my original view, I urge you to reconsider. The cast includes Mary Louise Parker, Elizabeth Perkins, the insane Kevin Nealon, and the show's gooey center, my guest today, Justin Kirk, who plays Andy Botwin. Now, how do I explain Andy, the brother-in-law of lead character Nancy Botwin, played by Mary Louise Parker? Okay, I can't. But, fortunately, he can. Listen up. Oh, I hate that silence. the thing is spinning again. I'm having a little technical problem here, if you can tell. All right, let's see if it'll play now. Wait a minute.
I have the honor of playing a man of leisure, a gourmet chef, a catering guru, underwear model. Most importantly, a military dodging wizard known as Andy Botwin. Or is it Bill Sussman?
Now, look, last warning. If you're easily offended, switch over now to Olivia Wilder Times or The Fly Lady. Today, this show is intended for adults. Okay, I'm going to wait a second, give you a chance to change the dial, if you have a dial. Okay, they're gone. Justin, welcome to Mr. Media.
Oh, boy, am I happy to be here. So does that mean that all no holds barred, I can say anything? No.
You can say anything you want. You can.
The FCC
you can be in
does
character.
Not. The FCC is not an issue with us. We can say bad words.
We absolutely can. You
not that I have. You know, I've got a very full vocabulary. I don't need to go blue to explain anything. So it's just good to know. It's good to know out front. And I got to say, I don't know if I've ever been introduced as the gooey center of anything. So we're off to a great, great start.
Oh, good, good, good. I hoped you'd like that.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything that your character, Andy Botwin, can't do?
Well, he can't seem to get his sister-in-law to love him in the way he'd like her to, but that's all for the season that you haven't started yet. That's pretty much what's happening in season five is suddenly my burgeoning feelings for that I've been pushing down for all these these many episodes have risen to the top, and well, we're dealing with that.
Well, we can.
But
talk
no, for
about
the most
that,
part, yeah, for the most part, I can do anything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe I'll get down to that business, you know, before we're all, before everything's said and done. So, you know.
I would expect so. I was going to say that. I mean, last season, Andy. I think it was last season. Andy walked in on a nude Nancy in the bathtub and got to stay and make conversation. And I think at that point, first of all, we were all grateful that you found a way to get Mary Louise Parker out of her clothes for the rest of us. But
it wasn't me, but I'll take that credit if you like.
You take all the credit you want. You are a professor now. We'll come to that in a minute. But
yeah.
It was pretty clear, I think, leading up to that point, and now this season that Andy had feelings for his late brother's widow. But this season, I see that her sister, played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, has joined the party and is equally driving you nuts.
Well, we go up to see her, and I don't know. I think both of us sort of Jennifer's character, Jill Price Gray, Nancy's sister, and I sort of work out some of our issues with Nancy on each other's naked bodies.
Oh, that's gonna be tough to see. I assume that.
Oh, you haven't
up
seen that one yet? See,
I would
say anything that hadn't aired yet. That was the last. That was the last episode.
Okay. Now I've looked at some of the previews, but I promised my wife I wouldn't cheat on her.
Oh, now I feel terrible. Yeah, I think that's great. Even Andy Milder is the name you were looking for earlier. That's the guy who plays Dean. And they give us the episodes when they're picture locked and ready to go. So before they come in the air, they give them to us. But he would always wait to watch with his wife when it came on television. So he comes from a similar place.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, now tell me, though, as we're talking about Mary Louise Parker and Jennifer Jason Leigh and, you know, all these women with three names, but why should anyone feel bad for you or your character hanging out all day with these two? I mean, I can't think of any reason to have any sympathy for you whatsoever,
I don't
either
have
as
an
a character or as an actor.
Yeah, no, I don't have an answer to that. I ask for no one's sympathy.
And then, of course, there's this other skill that you have. I got another little clip here I want to play for people. Listen to this.
I guess you should know. I've always wanted to
be in porn.
It's all about that something special in this business. What makes you special, Andy?
Around the internet, you stick your finger in his ass and make him let go.
Hello.
I have a package for Mrs. Dowling.
I finished with the backyard, Mrs. Dowling.
There's a huge market for these fetish videos, Andy, mostly Eastern Europe.
Cramping.
You did great, kid.
Wow. Now that's unless there's a monitor somewhere I'm not aware of, and I say this as a lover of the medium of radio, there's a lot there that you don't get if it's just audio. You can find that on YouTube or something, and there's a lot of things going on.
That's why I say I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for you. I think you must be having
well, that
a
was the
blast.
Day. That was a two episode arc in which we entered into the adult film industry. The first
catering.
The first one I was catering for, the Matthew Modine's character said, "Hey, I've got some friends shooting a film in a house in the neighborhood," and because Andy is a master in the kitchen of some sort, and so I did a little catering, and then I've always wanted to do this, and I was able to use something that had happened to me back in season. Three, maybe two. I can't
two,
remember
I
where I had my toes bitten off by a neighborhood guard dog. So I become a fetish porn star for these sort of fetish videos with my three-toed foot. And on the day, I got to work with some real life folks from there. The lovely Jessica James, the legendary Lexington Steele, and also Kirsten Price. So equally lovely. So that was pretty cool. And then I got to dress up as a bunch of porn archetypes, Mexican gardener and bellboy. So it was one of the great days of my career, I would say.
And I got to point out for the women who are interested in these things that Lexington Steele, a real male porn star, was in that and fully exposed, much to my wife's surprise.
You said, look away, honey. There's nothing to see here.
That was the frightening part. There was way too much to see.
I remember talking with the writer that initially he wanted to have a scene where it was just the shot was just the frame was just my head and his dick, like, and I'm just like delivering this monologue and he's standing next to me as I'm sitting down. But I think we still got a nice bang out of that stuff.
Ouch! Yes, I would say so. So where now? Where does Justin end and Andy begin? I mean, for example, I'm guessing that you still have all your toes.
I do have my toes. I have to always remember that I can never be barefoot on the show because otherwise it costs us like $10,000 to CGI them out. So yeah, I got all my toes. I did not go that far. should I answer now, or do you have more to?
Go ahead.
Where does it end? I think that when you're on a television series, it's specific to that thing as opposed to plays or movies and stuff. At a certain point, I think a lot of you bleeds over, and the writers start to play to what they believe are certain aspects of you, I guess. So I don't know. I mean, it is a character. I swear. And I feel pretty. I don't really know where it starts and ends at this point. It's been so long. I know how to walk and talk like him at this point. We've been doing it for a long time. So it's a certain rhythm and music that they write, and I try to do.
My sense now, having gotten just about all caught up on every episode, all the seasons except for what we're into now, season five, is it?
Five, yeah.
You and Kevin Nealon seem the most at home in your characters. That you just seem extremely comfortable playing.
Well, I think they write. I think that everybody. I think that, like for instance, Hunter is probably doing the most. Character work. Hunter and I used to say Hunter and Tony Pitano, who's no longer on the show. She played Halia, in that they are in real life the furthest from their characters. Hunter as Silas is sort of this sort of brooding James Dean type, and Hunter in real life is bouncing around all the time and has and laughing and has a lot of energy. And of course Halia as the drug kingpin, and Tony in real life is this sort of a sweet sort of nerdy in the best way woman. Maybe that comes across because, I don't know, they write those characters to be pretty comfortable in, their foibles and their activities. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, have you had any moments when picking up a script that made you go, no, that's too much? Even for
They know we just want more and more and more. The exciting thing is that they still manage to shock and excite me or us. I did a scene with Mary Louise that'll be in episode 9 of this season, even the crew is like, wow, just when we thought we couldn't go further, we really did. And it's not just in terms of shock value, but just I don't want to say anything about it, but it was a thing that was like, wow, I don't know if we've really explored this on television or made it look quite like we did, and it was pretty exciting. So yeah, they know I'm game for whatever. I'll occasionally have just the slightest quarrel with some sort of little character thing, like, oh, I don't think Andy would say this about this or that. But for the most part, everyone's on the same page.
We have a question from the there's a live web chat that accompanies our interviews, and This is from Mel, Mrs. New Orleans. She asks, how many seasons are y'all projecting to do?
Well, right now we're officially picked up for one more after this, so that would be six. And after that, who knows? In the past, they've just given us one at a time, and then last year they picked us up for two more, so it's six, mm-hmm. through six. So that's all we got at the moment.
She adds, and I love you as Andy.
Oh, and I love her. I'm coming right now. I'm coming to New Orleans.
Oh, you're coming to New Orleans.
I'm not really.
You started that sentence, I thought this.
Come on, I'm trying to keep it clean.
A little too much. But you know, it's funny. I saw a replay last night of the Tonight Show from the last sometime this week, and William Shatner told some story about walking up to a train, and the curtain rose, and there was a naked woman there who looked at him and looked back at him, and then closed the curtain, and then the train pulled away, and he said he waved goodbye, and he used the hand motion for a decidedly male activity. So, you know, it's hard to say.
I'm glad Shatner is still kicking it like that.
Isn't that something?
That's good.
Now, I mentioned in the introduction how wrong I was about my preconception about the show. Now that you're into the fifth season, am I the only one who's felt that way, that had that kind of...
If it's about subject matter, subject matter means nothing to me in terms of there's only so far you can, you know, there's been plenty of shows about, or maybe not shows, of movies or entertainment about pot or something. We're not really even a show about pot anymore. It's about these characters and, the stories that they're going along. So, yeah, you know, subject matter only takes you so far, and then you've got to have, you know, people that you want to see what happens to next. And I know there's also a big contingent of fans who wish that we were the show that we started as, and to me that's the reason that the show is still great, is that they've had the courage to tear it down and start anew, like when we burned down Agrestic, because the nature of a television series is you're making so much product that no matter how well you did something, you can't do it again. So I'm glad that we've mutated into the show that we are now, and hopefully things keep changing.
I guess it was season four, was Albert Brooks.
Right.
Right. That was, completely unexpected portrayal by him, I don't want to give it away if people haven't seen it, because I know that the fourth season DVD is just out, and if you my wife hasn't seen that season yet, so we got to get her caught up. But that was amazing. I mean, the character that he was cast as and that whole storyline, it was so different after the burning of Agrestic.
Yeah, it was. And, there aren't many television shows that you can be a regular on where your guests include people like Albert Brooks and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Mm-hmm. So we've been really fortunate, and that was a true thrill for him to come around. We were all very nervous, and he turned out to be like this phenomenal guy. I've heard rumors from the writer's room that they want to try to bring that character back in the future, and I think it would be good. We'll see if he's amenable to it.
And now that you have Albert Brooks as your TV dad, I mean, do you guys exchange cards at Hanukkah, that kind of thing?
No. Oh, no. Now I'm thinking we should. Oh, he hates me. He must hate me. No, I haven't spoken to him since he left, but it was every moment was awesome.
I had the kid on this show, Mr. Media, Joey Luthman, who played Rad in the fourth season.
Yeah,
he seemed like
great.
A very nice kid. Yeah, he had nothing but great things to say about you guys. I don't want to miss this. Your character Andy is featured in a new series of Weeds webisodes titled University of Andy. And I want to play just a very short clip from this. And Professor, I'll let you comment after it's done.
Very good.
Around the World in 80 Days. It's not just a movie. No, No, sir.
It's a challenge.
It's a big challenge.
Today we're going to talk about landing a foreign girl.
Not an easy thing to do, Andy.
No. I'm all for supporting your country. Patriotism.
All behind the big U.S.
Rah, wave the flag, join the army, and fight until they kill your battle buddy.
But it comes to a certain point when what?
Well, where you're born is random.
Exactly.
God's up in the sky with Bob Barker playing Plinko with souls.
Could be anywhere.
Do not let them pigeonhole you on who you can and cannot bang.
There you go.
Any additional course material, Professor Botwin?
Oh, yeah. There's, I think there's 12 classes. That one is, yes, landing a foreign chick, I believe. Some of my favorites are what to do in the event of a bear attack, surviving a bear, and then surviving the apocalypse was another one that hasn't come out yet. I like the ones that are more sort of paranoid about the end of the world or your impending death, and those were fun. But then there's some easier ones, too, like holding your liquor and breaking up and stuff like that. That was something that, you know, I got an email from the marketing department saying, here's this idea we have, are you down? And I said, sure. And we knocked it all out in a day. It was about 35, 40 pages of text, you know, but I had a teleprompter, and Kevin dropped by and did a couple of them with me. And I didn't expect it to have the impact that it has, or for them to push it like they have been at Showtime, like they show the commercials on Showtime itself. And I think they turned out kind of good, and some funny moments there. So I'm totally psyched.
Now, do I get a diploma or certificate of merit if I attend regularly? Is it
pass-fail? I'm told there is some sort of thing where you can. Register and enroll on the website. I'm afraid to do that myself to test it out because I don't want them thinking that I'm, you know, registering for my own thing. So, but I believe there is. You take a quiz, and it's all at universityofandy.com.
So. Oh, you know what? Someone just asked me in the web chat, and I gave them the show.com/weeds, but that's right, I forgot there is, and
I'm sure the Showtime website will take you there too, but you can just put universityofandy.com and that'll bring you right up there.
So with that domain, you'll be able to continue playing Andy long after the show ends.
Aren't you thrilled? I'm sure it will haunt me to my deathbed.
Now, I saw a clip on YouTube where you were at an event in Los Angeles with the cast, and you talked about your first day on the set. And rather than play that clip, I just wanted to ask you about that. You came in, I think, maybe the second or third episode?
The fourth episode of...
Fourth episode.
It really was the first. No one cares about those first three at that point. the show, somehow, I don't know what it was, magically really came into its own in episode 4 of season 1 when my character arrived.
And tell me about your first day of work on the set.
My first day was scenes with Hunter, and I remember one of the scenes was I'm on his computer impersonating him and IMing with his deaf girlfriend and jerking off while we're dirty talking. And I thought, this is going to be a fun job to have. It just right away, the material that they gave me, I had worked with Mary Louise on Angels in America, so I had read about Weeds and that she was doing it, and then I got this material, and they had already been working for a couple weeks, and I thought it was really funny and well-written, and little did I know what it would turn into.
I like the story arc for your character where you're I want to describe it right. You're sleeping with one of Nancy's kids' mothers.
Oh yeah,
right?
The biter. That was a lot of fun.
The biter. That's it.
Well, Shane is like this awkward, weird little kid in school, and so all of a sudden he gets a friend, and he brings the friend home. We're very excited, and then his very attractive mother shows up, and she seems to be a bored housewife, and one thing leads to another in a matter of about 30 seconds. And then as we have the progressive scenes of passion, she's getting more and more intense, and I start to get a little freaked out by it.
And Nancy tells Andy, "You're gonna keep doing that because Shane's got a friend, and
that's
we're
right.
gonna ruin it."
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good uncle. That's why I called you the gooey center of the show.
I'm so glad that you say that because sometimes I'll be doing an interview or talk to people, and they say, "Well, Andy's such a horrible person," and he couldn't be further. He is filled with love for his fellow human being. I mean, he's certainly a hedonist, but I'd say he's got everybody's best intentions what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, curiously, where Nancy has to be a mom and say no to certain things, it doesn't seem to be much that Andy will say no to when it comes to family. He'll do pretty
it
much
happens.
Anything.
It happens. There are some times when even I draw the line. I think there's a scene this season. The thing is she seems to be around less and less, so I feel like I've taken more of a parental role. But, Hunter's character, for instance, is now an adult. He's turned 18. So, and Alexander's character, Shane, is just sort of, I don't know. He's kind of off to the races. it may be too late to undo the damage done. I think he's sort of gotten into the business a little bit himself. So he's really come into his own this year, Alexander. He grew every off season he grows inches, but this one it seems like it was more than ever. And he's sort of becoming a little adult, as is Allie Grant, who plays Isabel. So that's
right.
Crazy to watch.
I noticed that Alexander had grown quite a bit. We've got a call. I want to see if I can slip them in here before we have to let you go. Hi, do you have a comment or question for Justin Kirk from Weeds? Go ahead, you're on.
928?
928, go.
Hello.
This is Mel Miss New Orleans from the chat room. I can't believe anybody would think your character is bad. I couldn't even write it fast enough. I was like, I just got a call.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
I just can't believe that those rumors even float because you're so supportive.
I agree. Maybe it was in the in the beginning when it was things like trying to be pretend I was Silas and talking to Megan. But I think so too. Who doesn't love Nancy?
I've done that too. I went on, I told my, little nieces and nephews, no, this is what you're going to say.
Yes, right. Well, maybe I should get your email address so we can IM.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. But I just couldn't believe when you said that, people said you were bad. I was like, how can they say that? You're sitting there, helping care of the kids while she's...
Yeah, well, I think maybe his methods are sort of shocking to people. Like when I sat Shane down at a very young age and taught him about pleasuring himself, I think people thought that was, pushing the envelope. But
if I had a son and his dad passed away, I would not want to have that talk.
Right. Well, hopefully there are parents all over the world who just are now plopping down their prepubescent sons in front of YouTube and just playing the
that speech. One clip.
Yeah, that's mine.
All right.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, and I really enjoy the show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks
no
very
problem.
Much for the call. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so, we were talking, we'll wrap it up in just a second. I want to say you were talking about how Nancy isn't around as much this season. I do have this little bit that I know she's pregnant by a Mexican drug lord, and I have this really quick clip from, I think this is the second episode of this season, so folks, listen to this.
Doctor. Buenas.
Nice to be in your meeting.
A Mexican guy now. Putting together a mariachi band. Yes, go Mexican. Down there, you want a Jew.
Yeah, that's when we, I think she's having some complications. In episode 3, it comes out on next week, and she's having some complications, maybe a little bleeding, and so we head into the doctor and check things out.
Well,
and of course, coming soon. I don't know if people have heard about this, but Alanis Morissette is going to join our show as Nancy's obstetrician.
Oh God!
And
that's
been fun. And then also we have something going on as well. Our two characters. So Yeah, another in a long line of illustrious guest stars.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to watch her as Nancy's gynecologist thinking about her in that movie theater. It's just, I don't know, it's just a juxtaposition.
Right, yeah. Well, maybe we haven't referenced that quite yet, but you never know.
Well, so finally, before we let you go, when you're not shooting Weeds, what have you been doing, you know, between seasons? Are there any other shows or films coming up?
Yeah, Weeds is a pretty brief part of our year, you know. It takes the actors, you know, the production is 3 or 4 months, so I have some time off. Before we started, I was doing going to a lot of film festivals for these. I've got a couple movies floating around the circuit. One's called Against the Current, which is a road movie on the Hudson River with me and Joseph Fiennes and Elizabeth Reeser. And then another one's called Four Boxes, which is a movie we made for 10 cents and really turned out phenomenally, I think. That's also out on the festival. So hopefully those will have a life and come to something near you, whether it's a theater or I don't know how these things work these days, but I was really happy with both of them. So yeah, pretty much, you know, just try to keep working. I don't really enjoy downtime. It's better for me to be at work.
Hmm. Well, Justin, if you'd like to come back when those movies get some regular distribution and release, you want to come back, I'd love to have you back to come back and talk about them anytime.
That would be great. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. And folks, listen, you can catch Justin Kirk as Andy Botwin every Monday night this summer at 10 p.m. in the 5th season of Weeds on Showtime. You can also catch up on the episodes you missed by ordering the DVDs on mrmedia.com or on iTunes and any number of other places. Justin, this was a great lot of fun, and I appreciate you coming and doing the show.
My pleasure. It was awesome.
Thanks very much.
You bet. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Chuck, My Name is Earl, Southland, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, Bebo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.